So again, how would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado.
He preparado.
You have reserved, formal.
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
You, informal, have reserved.
Has reservado.
Has reservado.
You have spoken Spanish, informal again.
Has hablado español.
Has hablado español.
Have you spoken Spanish?
Has hablado español.
Has hablado español.
What was the word for English in Spanish?
Inglés.
Inglés.
Have you spoken English?
¿Has hablado inglés?
¿Has hablado inglés?
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar.
Comprar.
How do you make that into the past tense and make it into bought?
Comprado.
Comprado.
How would you say you informal have bought?
Has comprado.
Has comprado.
How do you think you'd say you have bought it? Now keep in mind that the past tense have in Spanish likes to steal the pronouns, the proxy nouns, words like it, and put them directly in front of itself. So, you have bought it.
Lo has comprado.
Lo has comprado.
You haven't bought it.
No lo has comprado.
No lo has comprado.
You haven't bought it talking to more than one person.
No lo han comprado.
No lo han comprado.
How about they haven't bought it?
No lo han comprado.
No lo han comprado.
What was we have? We have.
Hemos.
Hemos.
And what is to take in Spanish?
Tomar.
Tomar.
How about taken?
Tomado.
Tomado.
So as we said earlier, when it's ending in AR, you're replacing it with ado. So how would you say we have taken?
Hemos tomado.
Hemos tomado.
We have taken it.
Lo hemos tomado.
Lo hemos tomado.
So again, what is to visit?
Visitar.
Visitar.
And visited?
Visitado.
Visitado.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
Prepared.
Preparado.
Preparado.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
Reserved.
Reservado.
Reservado.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
Invited.
Invitado.
Invitado.
To buy.
Comprar.
Comprar.
Bought.
Comprado.
Comprado.
To arrive.
Llegar.
Llegar.
Arrived.
Llegado.
Llegado.
To take.
Tomar.
Tomar.
Taken.
Tomado.
Tomado.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
Spoken.
Hablado.
Hablado.
So this is the pattern when these words end in AR. AR becomes ADO. However, not all of these words we've been using end in AR. For instance, what was to leave in Spanish, to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Spelt S-A-L-I-R. How about to come?
Venir.
Venir.
How about to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
How about to see?
Ver.
Ver.
Now, these end in a mixture of ER or IR. Let's clump them all together. And what we'll say is that typically, those words that aren't ending in AR, in the past tense, the ones that don't, instead of adding the ADO from bravado, they'll add the IDO from libido. So again, what was to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Now you're going to replace the IR on the end with the IDO, so what is left?
Salido.
Salido.
What was to come?
Venir.
Venir.
I have come.
He venido.
He venido.
To eat.
Comer.
Comer.
Eaten.
Comido.
Comido.
What was to go?
Ir.
Ir.
Now replacing it with ido, what would gone be?
Ido.
Ido.
What was to understand, to comprehend?
Comprender.
Comprender.
Understood.
Comprendido.
Comprendido.
I have understood.
He comprendido.
He comprendido.
I have understood it.
Lo he comprendido.
Lo he comprendido.
I haven't understood it.
No lo he comprendido.
No lo he comprendido.